Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not about just coming to church and saying I went. Not about your name being on some list or some roster. It's not about adherence to some list of code that you put on the wall. It's no. Living fellowship. Yes. Living communion. Yes. With the living God. Sharing with Him. His thoughts are awesome. And that don't begin to tell it. His thoughts are amazing. You can be riding down the road in your car. You can be washing up the sink. You can be getting ready in the morning. And if you'll think towards Him, He'll give you a thought, just a thought, that'll keep you jumping the rest of the day. You think, what a thought. What a thought. And He has 100 billion more of them. He will share with you. Say it out loud. Thank you, Father, for sharing with me. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, in our relationships with other human beings on the planet, isn't that some of the richest life that we have? When we're able to genuinely share with people that we care about? It's as rich as it gets. What does this have to do with faith? It is the source of faith. Fellowship is the fountain of faith. Talking about fellowship with God is the fountain or source of faith in God. He went on to say, verse 5, this then is the message which we've heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light. So when we're fellowshipping with Him, we're sharing in light. Yeah. We're sharing in love. Right. We're sharing in life. The message we have heard of Him, God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, a lot of times people have read this as walk in sin, but that's not what it said. Walk in darkness. Darkness is the opposite of light. What does light enable you to do? See. What does darkness prevent you from doing? Seeing. So if you don't see, then you're not fellowshipping with Him. Because if me or you, if we're not fellowshipping with Him, we're not fellowshipping with light. If we were fellowshipping with Him, we'd be sharing, He'd be sharing light with us. And we could see. Let me describe some darkness for you. Don't know what to do. Don't know where to go. Don't know what's wrong. Don't know what the problem is. Don't know what to do about it. Don't know why it's not working. Don't know why I don't have it yet. Are y'all listening? Whatever you don't know is what you don't see. Whatever you don't understand is what you don't see. And if you or I don't see it, if we say, oh yeah, I'm communing with God all the time, but I don't have a clue about what's going on. Oh yeah, I spent a lot of time sharing with the Almighty this morning, but I wish I had a clue about what was going on. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't see why. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know. That's darkness. Not seeing, not knowing, not understanding. Because in His light, the psalmist said, we see light. If we're fellowshipping with Him, He's going to show us why. He's going to show us how. He's going to show us where. Right? One of the, perhaps, the biggest problem in among so-called faith people, where there have been mistakes and problems, is people trying to exercise faith without fellowship. Trying to exercise faith based on principles of faith they have heard, based on seeing other people who were operating in faith, and just trying to use those faith principles to get what they want and do what they want to do apart from a living communion with Him. And it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Now, you know, just the simple principles of faith, when I say it doesn't work, let me explain. Just the simple principles of faith will work to one degree apart from God. If you believe you can do something and you go after it, that faith will get you so far. There are people who don't even believe in God that are doing this all over the place. They're developing businesses, they're making money, they're developing their careers. They have faith that they can do it. So they're believing it, they're going out, they don't just believe it, but they're acting on it. But this is not faith in God. This is just faith in yourself. Faith that you can do something. Faith that something can happen for you. And it works to a degree. It only works to the degree of what you can produce. But when it comes to miracles that only God can do, it won't cut it. It won't produce it. And that's what Jesus said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Not just in faith principles, not just in yourself, faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the only way I can have faith in the person of God day to day to walk it out is if I talk to Him and listen to Him and commune with Him. Yeah, there. Maybe we know it's His will for us to be healed. But how do I receive it this time? Maybe we know from the Word it's His will for all my bills to be paid and all my needs to be met. But how do I go about it? How do I receive it? How do I walk it out? How do I sow my seed? And how do I claim my heart? Come on, are y'all with me? I need to hear from Him. On a daily basis. On all these things. Nothing else will suffice. Nothing else will work. He said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. You could also say walk in ignorance, walk in confusion. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is fellowship. This is communion. This is holy sharing. Praise God. Oh, somebody say praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my Father. Go to John 14, please. All the previous messages have built to this today. Help get us here. This is one of the biggest things we'll talk about, I'm sure, in this series right now. In John 14 and verse 10, Jesus said, believe not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Now, I want you to notice this terminology. He said, in other words, we might say it like this, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Somebody say, in the Father and the Father's in me. That is the perfect situation for sharing. Can't get any closer. The words I speak to you, I don't speak of myself. But the Father that what? We'd, instead of say dwell, we'd probably say live. The Father that lives in me, He does the works. Keep going. Believe me that I am in the Father. He says it again. And the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask, shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now there's an error in separating this verse from the previous part of the chapter. You say, well, I anything I ask, he'll do it. He said, I'm in him. He's in me. He went on to say in other places, I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do. Skip down to the 20th verse. At that day you shall know that I'm in my Father. Now here he adds something that you ought to shout about. And you are in me. And I am in you. Woo! Anybody believe the Bible in here? Say, I'm in him. And he's in me. He's in me. Well, if he's in you, there ought to be some sharing going on. Amen. Between you and him. Is that right? And me, there ought to be some sharing. Amen. Woo! What's the result of this full fellowship? Fullness of joy. What's the result of fullness of joy? Full strength. What's the result of full strength? Full victory. Now let's back up though. Where'd that start from? Fellowship. Fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 20. In that day you'll know I'm in my Father. You're in me. And I'm in you. Keep going. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father. I'll love him and I'll manifest myself to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.